show you on that pass. I mean,
well, I mean, just from, you know, our coaches had seen a mismatch, and from watching film, and you know, South Dakota, they're a very good defensive football team. You know, maybe we just caught them on an off night. They played hard. But, you know, we just saw a mismatch, and Joe had the confidence in me, and our line blocked very well for us to take advantage of it.
Was that pretty big time for him to be able to step in for Jesse like that?
I think so. I think that just shows a tribute to our coaching and how hard these guys work. And you know, that just tells you guys how close that quarterback race really was with when a guy goes down, you know, with God knows what kind of injury, how quick another quarterback can step up and make plays when his name is called.
Talk about three Manhattan night. Players getting starts and being a significant part of tonight's ball game on the
offense. You know, I think it makes our high school coach real proud just to have, you know, a lot of his guys out there, and you know, even I think, you know, Taylor Hill just got in the game late, and you know, that's just, you know, it's good to have your best friends get out there and get to play alongside you, and you know, it's something you dream about, and you know, we just got to take advantage of it, so it's something we'll never forget.
Friends, have you talked about how cool it would be for you guys to both kind of make kind of a big break like this together in the same game?
I mean, we talk about stuff like that all the time. You know, I know everyone says don't look ahead, but stuff like that, you know, at one point, this where we're at right now seemed like a dream. You know, it seemed like a real far-fetched goal, and you know, we've made it reality. So I feel like sky's the limit for every one of us out there. Terrell, Taylor, Jason, you know, Winnie. If we can, you know, keep working the way we are, you know, God knows where it'll end up.
What did he have to say to you after you scored, and what were you saying to him after he scored?
Well, I mean, I think after I scored, I remember I ran and went to jump up with Cody and fell down. So that might be a little embarrassing. Let me go back and watch it. But I remember he just came up and gave me a big hug, and you know, he's like, "You did it." Just because we used to have a little joke that I was cursed. You know, I'd always get close and never get it. So, you know, he was like, "You did it, man. You scored." And I remember when he scored, I wanted to be one of the first guys there, but he was in the mix, and I got a real claustrophobic thing. I don't like getting in there. So those linemen are big and nasty. So I got, you know, when he got out, I gave him a hug, and, you know, and you knew he was going to score again. So, you know, I think that's, you know, amazing that he got that opportunity.